We're talking today with 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas, Honorable Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee. Congressman, as we speak, Senate Agriculture Committee today holding hearings on the conservation title of a proposed 2012 Farm Bill. Your thoughts about this particular segment of the farm policy puzzle?
Well, you know, this is one of the parts of the Farm Bill that has the most support across the country. Whether you're an environmentalist or a member of what I like to call the hook and bullet crowd, a sportsman, or you just care about soil, water, and air quality, the conservation titles address those with great force in the Farm Bill. And we worked on our hurry-up version of a Farm Bill way back in November, December, a part of what Senator Stabenow, Senator Roberts, and Chairman Peterson and I worked on, involved trying to streamline and consolidate some of the conservation programs so we could keep the same basic mission going. So I'm proud of our conservation title, and I think it's a good thing the United States Senate is looking at it in committee.
At this point, how many dollars do we really need to cut to stay in line with what you think will end up being the budget number we have to hit?
You know, Ron, that's something that's floating in the air. Back in November, December, Senator Stabenow and Roberts and Peterson and I agreed essentially on a $23 billion savings number. Since then, the president's budget proposed $32 billion in savings, very similar to his number from last time. The Ryan budget is in the process of being formulated in committee, and we'll get a crack at that on the floor hopefully before long, but he was in the $40-plus billion number last time around. Yet, as of this moment, I don't know what I'm going to have to work with. And what I've essentially said to most folks is the stronger the Farm Bill, the more resources you've got to give me to work with. The more you expect agriculture to give up, the less of a safety net for both farmers, ranchers, and consumers we'll have. But I'm going to ultimately work with whatever the number it's given me. And we need to remember, too, the House will pass a bill out of committee and across the floor. The Senate will pass, hopefully, a bill out of committee and across the floor. And in conference, we'll work out our differences. It's very likely that whatever the number is in a Senate markup, it'll be dramatically different than a House number, and that'll just make the conference committee a little harder, but still, it's doable.
At this point, do you get any sense or any indication from the leadership as, you know, when you're going to get some sort of at least a range of numbers that you can kind of plug into?
That probably comes to focus when the Ryan stuff comes to the floor. I think the main accomplishment I've had so far with the elected leadership, the majority leadership in the House, is they understand that we have to have action before the end of September. We cannot revert to the old 1949 permanent law. Now, whether that entails my preference, which is writing a full five-year farm bill, or ultimately a combination of a short-term extension in the full farm bill or an extension of existing policy until we can write a farm bill, that's the kind of discussions I'm having on my side with my leadership. But we should remember, too, for a farm bill to be written in regular order, that entails going to conference, and that means both House and Senate have to, in committee and on the floor, pass products. And right now, getting things across both floors is kind of a challenge these days up here.
Now, you know, at some point we're going to be seeing some hearings, obviously, on the commodity title number one. It was interesting that the Senate Ag Committee actually moved their timeline up by a week. They announced that, I guess, on Monday, from the 21st to the 14th of March. Do you get a sense from Chair Lady Stabenow that she would like to maybe try to have her version of a farm bill done before Easter?
I have not had her make that direct comment to me. I know from the ongoing conversations we've had since December that she wants to move quicker rather than later. And as she told me early on, if she could get all of the things lined up that were necessary in her chamber, she would move heaven and earth to get it done. I think there's an indication by moving up those hearing dates that perhaps she thinks the pieces are coming together, but that part is only speculation on my side.
Now, you know, it seems like we've got folks that are out there that are still the shallow loss crowd, and then others that are more the crop insurance crowd that are out there. Can you have both of those approaches? Do we have enough money to do both, you think?
That's the real question. Will we have enough money to do both? If you're going to have cuts that are $30 billion or $40 billion or more, it makes it really, really difficult to do both. And you can't just halfway do one or the other. You've got to have both elements if you're going to have a real safety net, as some seem to think is important by stepping away from direct payments. But yes, that's the real question. How many dollars will we have? How do we craft it? And what will the real level of protection? I have regions that are more focused on the revenue side of the equation. I have regions that are more focused on the crop side of the equation. And I have regions that look me in the eye and say very straightforwardly, insurance won't do what we have to have done, which is why in the hurry-up bill in November, December, the focus was on creating options to allow producers to do what was appropriate for their situation. We'll see when we ultimately bring all this together, Ron.
I know, obviously, some of the folks are in your district that have got some of those concerns. Mm-hmm. Some of these southern crops. Are you still getting that same message from them?
Yes, and from my producers up and down the plains. The thinner your soil is, the more erratic your weather is, the more you need options.
Now, let's talk a little bit about maybe what's going to go on within the House Ag Committee. Are you going to be doing some hearings anytime soon?
We are attempting to formulate a proposal on that. The logistics are a real challenge to get around the country, but before long, I hope to be able to say something to you, Ron, in a more definitive way.
Are you more interested in doing hearings outside of Washington?
It would be my preference to go into the field and see how circumstances have changed in the year since the year and a half since then-Chairman Peterson did the last field hearings. And what the hearings that we would do would build off of what Colin has already done and the Ag Committee did in 2010.
Let's talk maybe regulations for a couple of minutes, if we could, Congressman. One that has really stuck in the craw of a lot of folks, and it sounded like maybe DOL, the Department of Labor, was backing up a little bit, but maybe not either, regarding child labor laws. Where do we really stand on this, and how concerned are you about what they were attempting or are attempting to do in regards to putting more rules and regs on farmers?
As I understand the net effect of what the Department of Labor essentially set out to do, it would change fundamentally how we do our farm practices in the countryside. It would rob from young men and women the opportunity to have the learning experiences, to have all the things that go with farming. I know the administration, at least on the surface, appeared to back off, but this is one of the areas where we have to stay after them. And it's not just the Ag Committee. It's several other committees of jurisdiction, too. They will fundamentally change the nature of our rural society if they enforce some version of what they started out with, and that would be very tragic for future generations of young men and women.
Seems like we've also got that type of an attitude, not just in the Department of Labor, but also obviously with some of the rules and over at the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. What do you see? Are you seeing any sort of respite here during this election year, trying to maybe back off to give the Obama administration a little cover?
The administration appears to be paying lip service to many of these issues, but I don't believe they've changed their mind. I don't believe they stepped away from any of their goals, whether it's at labor or at EPA. I think they just understand that in an even-numbered year, when the president's standing for re-election, they can't be as militant with the bureaucracy, the rulemaking process, as they seem to want to be. They understand that right now, with the House in the conservative hands it's in, with the inability of the Senate to seemingly move much of anything, they can't by law do the things they want to do. So through rules and regulations, they are in attempting to enforce their perspective on business, on rural America. That's been one of my concerns from day one, is the lack of understanding, the lack of sensitivity at the White House for what goes on in the countryside, what goes on in rural America, production ag, processing. And we feed the world, we feed America, we do things that they just don't seem to understand.
As far as USDA is concerned, we're continuing to kind of wait on what ultimately animal ID or disease traceability, whatever you want to call it, ends up truly looking like. Are you getting any sense that we're going to finally get something definitive from the folks there?
I get no clear indication that they're at a point of having any certainty to what they're working on.
When it comes to some of the other things within the department right now, we're, of course, obviously seeing consolidation, FSA offices to be closed. You feel that they're saying, you know, that this is being done in a responsible way or ways that works within what Congress has laid out, or how do you feel about some of these restructuring efforts?
I think they're following the rules in how they're going about their consolidation and closings. I'm not happy about having facilities closed in the 3rd District or anywhere else across the country, but the tough part is it's an acknowledgement, I think, by the leadership in the Ag Committee, certainly in the House, both majority and minority, that the budget situation is going to be so tough over the next couple of years, whether it's writing the Farm Bill or the annual appropriations process, that we just don't have the resources to continue to do everything the way we have been doing it. And by the department going after some of the smaller FSA offices, some of the smaller facilities, that's just an acknowledgement that when you run out of money, something has to happen. Even within my own personal congressional office, with the cuts we've had in our operating budget in the last 2 years, I have closed my two satellite district field offices. I now have only one office in Oklahoma, and that's just a reflection of tighter budgets for me, too.
One last question, Congressman. Going back to this Farm Bill debate, you know, as you look at it right this minute, what are the potentials? In other words, how likely are we to have a 2012 Farm Bill before Election Day?
It is still possible to have a Farm Bill, but it is becoming more and more difficult to accomplish as the days and weeks go along. And at some point, we'll have to make a decision about how to salvage the situation if we cannot ultimately get a complete bill put together in time. And I would offer this thought up, too. One of the great strengths of rural America in the three previous Farm Bills I've been a part of is that even though we didn't necessarily agree by region, we didn't necessarily agree by policy group, we came together as producers, as processors, the whole country, to push for some common farm policy. Right now, while I have a number of groups very respectfully writing me letters urging me to get a Farm Bill done in a hurry, and nonetheless, that consensus, that common spirit of pulling together has not been achieved yet, and if we cannot work as a whole unit, rural America that is, we will not succeed in this Farm Bill process. That is one of the things that causes me the greatest amount of personal angst. And I'm trying hard to get everybody to pull together.
Key is to get the groups together, in other words, right?
Yes. If we don't sing off the same sheet of music, there won't be a song.